From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here's the news, first the headlines. Jokowi conveys critique of Macron's statement. View COVID-19 pandemic as chance to bolster state foundation, the minister said. Now the news in details. President Jokowi Dodo said that the Indonesian people strongly condemned the violence that occurred in Paris, France, which has claimed lives. This was conveyed in a press statement after meeting a number of religious leaders and ministers of the advanced Indonesian cabinet Saturday at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta. The meeting was held to discuss a number of world issues, especially those related to brotherhood between religious communities. President Joko Widodo also criticized French President Emmanuel Macron's statement that had insulted Islam and hurt the feelings of Muslims worldwide. According to him, terrorism cannot be linked to religious teachings, and Macron's statement could break the unity of the world's religious communities.
Yang pertama, Indonesia mengecam keras terjadinya kekerasan yang terjadi di Paris dan Nice yang telah memakan korban jiwa. Yang kedua, Indonesia juga mengecam keras pernyataan Presiden Prancis yang menghina agama Islam yang telah melukai perasaan umat Islam di seluruh dunia. Yang bisa
First, Indonesia strongly condemned the violence that occurred in Paris and Nice, which has claimed lives. Secondly, Indonesia also strongly condemned the statement of the French president of who insult Islam, which has hurt the feelings of Muslims around the world, which could break the unity of religious communities in the world at the time when the world needs unity to face the COVID-19 pandemic. Freedom of expression, which hurts the honor of chastity and the sacredness of religious values and symbols, cannot all be justified and must be stopped. Associating religion with the acts of terrorism is a big mistake. Terrorism is terrorism. Terrorists are terrorists. Terrorism is not legal with any religion. Finally, Indonesia invites the world to prioritize religious unity and tolerance to build a better world. Meanwhile, the coordinating minister for political, legal, and security affairs, Mahfud MD, underlined President Joko Widodo's message to promote unity and tolerance among religious communities. According to him, every demonstration carried out in the country is related to the statement of the President of France to be carried out in an orderly manner and not to do damage to it. According to him, no party in Indonesia was directly involved with President Emmanuel Macron's statement, so it was no appropriate that damage occurred at the time of expressing his opinion.
Kami dari pemerintah menyerukan bahwa setiap upaya mengekspresikan atau menyatakan pendapat terkait dengan apa yang dinyatakan oleh Presiden Prancis itu.
We from the government urge that every effort to express opinions related to what the French president stated should be carried out in an orderly, not destructive manner through the available media, because here nothing can be tampered with or energetically, because Indonesia does not have an institution or anyone who should be held accountable for President Macron's statement. Therefore, you are welcome if you want to submit aspiration, express opinions, convey criticism, but convey it in an orderly manner and do not violate the law. Again, there is nothing here that should be held accountable. whether it is an institution, a company, or a person who should be held accountable for or supporting Macron's statement. Previously, there had been reported massive protests from the world community regarding French President Emmanuel Macron's statement. Macron's statement is considered to have insulted Islamic teachings by connecting acts of terrorism with Islamic teachings. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati perceived the COVID-19 pandemic as an opportunity to fortify the country's foundation through the issuance of various formulations of the right policy. The minister stated at the 74th Money Day ceremony on Saturday that the crisis as an opportunity to be able to formulate the right steps and then build a stronger foundation of the nation. Minister Sri Mulyani stated that this pandemic was not only a health problem that had claimed lives but also health, social, economic, and financial implications for the entire community. The Indonesian Ulema Council, MUI, has urged Muslim communities nationwide to stay calm and avoid creating undue narratives on the halal status of COVID-19 vaccine candidates to later be utilized for the vaccination program. Director of the MUI Food and Drug Analysis Agency, LPPOM MUI, Lukmanul Hakim, was quoted by Antara as saying that the MUI will maintain its principle of transparency related to the novel coronavirus vaccine. Drawing reference to the Sharia law, Hakim maintained that in emergency circumstances, as in the case of this ongoing COVID-19 pandemic situation, wherein medicine or vaccine are yet unavailable, a vaccine product with unclear halal status is permissible for Muslims. Hakim cited the example of the Fatwa Commission of the Indonesian Ulema Council MUI that declared that the in emergency circumstances, the measles rubella MR vaccine usage was permissible despite its protein origin. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. The Australian government is committed to supporting access to safe and effective COVID-19 vaccine for the Pacific and Southeast Asia as part of a shared recovery for the region from the pandemic. This will also contribute to Australia's own health security and economic recovery. Through a regional vaccine access and health security initiative, the Australian government will provide a range of support, including supplying safe and effective vaccine doses and delivering technical support to regional partners. As written statement from the Australian Foreign Minister to the media, Australia will assist with assessment of vaccine safety, efficacy, and quality by national regulatory authorities, informed by WHO advice. Australia has already committed $123.2 million to the COVAX facility to secure access to vaccine for Australians and help bring down prices for all countries, and has contributed $80 million to the facility's AMC for the benefit of high-risk population in developing countries. The third China International Import Expo, CIIE, is entering the final stage of preparation as a huge road paving machine by German company Wirtgen Group became the first exhibit to arrive at the National Exhibition and Convention Center, Shanghai, the host venue of the third CIIE on October 23rd. In the coming days, more exhibits will enter the venues and the construction of exhibition booths will be finished by November 2nd. In a written statement to the media, about 500,000 people have registered for this year's expo, and more than 400,000 expo passes have already been dispatched to the applicants by post. This year, the CIIE Bureau has issued long-term expo passes, which are valid from 2020 to 2022. A super typhoon barreled in the southern part of the Philippines' main island of Luzon on Sunday, bringing catastrophic violent winds and intense rains with two landfalls so far. Typhoon Goni is the world's strongest storm so far this year, gaining further strength with 225 kilometers per hour, sustained winds and gusts of up to 310 kilometers an hour. Philippine authorities evacuated nearly a million people to safer ground before Goni approached the eastern provinces and made landfall in Catanduanes and Albay in the Bicol region. A record 19 million Americans have voted early in the U.S. presidential election. Based data on Saturday showed, as President Donald Trump and his Democratic rival Joe Biden campaign across the country to try to sway the few remaining undecided voters. The high number of early voters, about 65% of the total turnout in 2016, reflects intense interest in the contest, with 3 days of campaigning left. Concerns about exposures to the coronavirus at busy election day voting places on Tuesday have also pushed up the numbers of people voting by mail or at early in-person polling sites. The Republican president is spending the closing days of his re-election campaign criticizing public officials and medical professionals who are trying to combat the coronavirus pandemic even as it surges back across the United States. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuku Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with this week's spotlights on U.S. Foreign Minister visit to Indonesia. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo paid an official visit to Indonesia. He arrived in Jakarta on Thursday to meet Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi and President Joko Widodo. When meeting with the Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, Mike Pompeo expressed U.S. support for Indonesia's sovereignty in the Natuna Sea. According to him, the United States reject claims made by China regarding the South China Sea. He also praised Indonesia's leadership on the South China Sea issue, both in ASEAN and at the United Nations. In a joint press briefing with Minister Retno Marsudi afterwards, he also stated that the U.S. is looking forward to working together on a new ways to ensure maritime security in the North Natuna Sea and protect these trade routes. After the meeting with Retno Marsudi, Mike Pompeo was then received by President Joko Widodo at the Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java. During the meeting, President Joko Widodo conveyed a number of things to the U.S. envoy. According to Retno Marsudi, who was also present, the president said that Indonesia wants to become true friends with the United States. And to maintain this partnership, mutual understanding and efforts are needed to realize concrete cooperation. including economic cooperation. In this regard, according to Retno, President Joko Widodo expressed his wish that the GSP or Generalized System of Preference Facility could be extended. GSP is a U.S. policy to ease import duties on imported goods from abroad.
Presiden menekankan bahwa Indonesia ingin melihat.
The president emphasized that Indonesia would like to see economic cooperation between the two countries increase in the future, including, of course, the hope of extending GSP facilities to Indonesia. In addition, President Joko Widodo also discussed increasing defense cooperation with the United States and the interest of developing countries, Muslim countries, and more broadly, the interests of South Asia in realizing peace.
Presiden juga menginginkan agar kerjasama pertahanan dengan Amerika Serikat meningkat, dan Presiden juga menyampaikan.
The president also wanted to increase defense cooperation with the United States, and the president also said he wanted to see America understand the interests of developing countries, and the president also emphasized that he wanted America to understand the interests of Muslim countries. In addition, the president also said that Indonesia wanted America to understand Southeast Asia, and together with Southeast Asian countries to create peace, stability, and cooperation in the region. Furthermore, Retno Marsudi also said that the United States expressed appreciation to Indonesia for its role in the issue of Afghanistan. According to her, the United States and Indonesia, together with a number of countries, continue to work together to bring peace to Afghanistan. After meeting President Joko Widodo, Mike Pompeo attended an event organized by Nahdlatul Ulama. In his Twitter account, Mike Pompeo stated that Indonesia and the United States have the same commitment to religious tolerance, democracy, and pluralism. Listener, that was this week's Spotlight. I'm Nuka Kusmawati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History. I'll begin with November 1, 1945, when Australia entered the United Nations. Australia was one of the founding nations of the United Nations on November 1, 1945, and has been active in the organization since its formation. The UN is viewed by the Australian government as means of influencing events that have a direct impact on Australian interests but are outside Australia's unilateral control. Since joining as a member of the United Nations, Australia has been actively involved in this international organization. Australia not only played a role in drafting the Security Council Charter, but also assumed the Council's first president's office in 1946. On November 1, 2009, Station B Channel was established. Rajawali Televisi, or abbreviated as RTV, is a private Indonesian television station that was established and broadcast since November 1, 2009 in Jakarta. Previously, RTV was called B Channel, which did its trial broadcast starting in 2008. Sofia Koswara was the founder. At that time, RTV was founded to spread broadcasts that inspire families and communities. It is proven that until now, the programs broadcast by RTV stations are liked by many families. So it is not surprising if one day there is a change in frequencies for parabolic antennas. Many are asking for the newest code. Last events on November 1, 1999, Bank Indonesia issued banknotes in the denominations of 100,000 rupiah. Bank Indonesia BI issued money in the denomination of 100,000 rupiah on November 1, 1999 as an official means of payment. The money is made from a polymer plastic substrate which is more durable and harder to counterfeit than paper. To avoid fraud, the money has been equipped with anti-counterfeiting elements that can't be seen with the naked eye and can't be touched so that people are familiar with the authenticity of money. At that time, Governor of Bank Indonesia, Syahril Sabirin, explained that the issuance of money with the new issuance was intended to simplify and speed up cash transaction. The main image in front of money is Soekarno and Muhammad Hatta, while on other side depicts the DPR building, which aims to promote respect for both of them and the highest institution for their democratic values. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would love to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read a letter sent by Apurba Kumar Pal in India. In his letter, Mr. Apurba Kumar Pal asked to send him our program guides and other publications and promotional materials. Hello, Mr. Apurba Kumar Pal. Thank you for sending your letter on our broadcast. As information, you can obtain our program guides at our website www.vianews.id. And for publications and promotional materials, our management takes care of for it. So keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to always send your reception report. Thank you. As appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you. Here is the song. You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia today on Youth Must Unite to Become Pioneers in Pandemic Times. The Minister of Youth and Sport Zainuddin Amali on the commemoration of the Youth Pledge Day said that youth must unite and play a big role to become pioneers during the COVID-19 pandemic. The pioneers in question are how Indonesian youth can become example of implementing the COVID-19 health protocols in their respective neighborhoods. In his remarks at the peak of the 92nd Youth Pledge Day commemoration in Jakarta on Wednesday, Minister Zainuddin Amali also said that this year's Youth Pledge Day should be a momentum to rise in face adversity in various lines and sectors of life in society in carrying out the COVID-19 health protocol. The 92nd Youth Pledge Day commemoration, which carries the theme Unite and Rise this year, according to the Minister of Youth and Sport, is still relevant to the event of 92 years ago. At that time, Indonesian youth fought against the invaders, now are fighting the COVID-19 pandemic. According to Minister Zainuddin Amali, although youth are impacted by COVID-19, they must have a greater enthusiasm to unite together to make a difference. With the big role of youth in overcoming the pandemic and its impact, it is not impossible that Indonesia's reputation in the eyes of the world can rise after COVID-19 has hit various aspects of people's lives. Meanwhile, chairperson of the 2020 National Youth Pledge Day Committee, Asrorun Niam Soleh, said that although this year's peak commemoration was carried out online, it did not diminish the meaning of the activity itself. A number of activities to celebrate the 2020 Youth Pledge Day were still held with due observance of health protocols. They include entrepreneurship training, discussions, and various training involving youth conducted online. Likewise, the implementation of the awarding of awards for outstanding youths was also carried out with the health protocols. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our listener Kalab Abbas in Pakistan. In his email, Mr. Kalab Abbas told that he has read news about New Zealand Prime Minister that her party positioned to make next government at voinews.id. He pays his special thanks to Nur Yasmin in providing quick information. Hello Mr. Kalab Abbas, thank you very much for your compliment. We always make efforts to improve our broadcast for our listeners satisfying. Special for you, we will play another beautiful song. Here is the song.
Kau berikan, kau datang mengisi hidupku.
Disini saat ku sapa dirimu,
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
RRI was office voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, my listener. Welcome to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I will introduce Cetemak Jagung, a typical dessert of East Nusa Tenggara. Nusa Tenggara, which is rich and relies on corn as its staple food, apparently has special salty dessert with corn or jagung in Indonesian, as the main ingredient called cetemak jagung. As the name implies, cetemak jagung is made from jagung or corn with the addition of nuts and vegetables. Cetemak jagung contains a lot of sauce and it's perfect for a healthy and delicious dessert typical of East Nusa Tenggara. Its ingredients are corn, peanuts, green beans, and sometimes also added with fruit or other vegetables such as sweet potato leaves and papaya flower. These are cooked with some salt or flavoring. To make it more delicious, some lime juice is added, so it tastes salty and refreshing. Indeed, foods originating for Eastern Indonesians, appetizers, main dishes, and dessert are all not much different. From the ingredients, it can be seen that this cetemak jagung is very good for everyone,
including children, because it can be considered as a healthy food. Jatamak jagung is very easy. What must be done first is to boil the peanuts, green beans, and corn, then add some flavors and salt, and put it in the vegetables. When the ingredients are cooked and the sauce starts to thicken, remove it immediately from the stove and ready to be served. If you visit Eastern Indonesian region, especially East Nusa Tenggara, don't forget to taste Jatamak Jagung that is only available in that area. You can find it in a traditional markets or stalls that specifically sell it. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
Now we will reply another email from our listener, Malik Allah Bahaya Khohar in Pakistan. Hello Mr. Malik, thank you very much for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. Special for you, we will play another beautiful song. Here is the song.
Cintaku, oh kepada belahan jiwaku. Tak lama ku menanti waktu untuk mengungkapkan isi hatiku. Jangan kau berdiam dan menunggu cinta yang datang menghampirimu. Jika kau hanya berdiam diri, hanya rasa sesal yang akan kau rasakan nanti. Tunjukkanlah rasa cintamu, coba buat mereka tahu betapa indahnya dunia bila engkau sedang jatuh cinta. Pa 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 p
Here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miscellany for today. Today's edition is about UNESCO recognizing three Indonesian biosphere reserves. UNESCO designated three areas in Indonesia, namely Bonaken, Tangkuku Minahasa, Karimun Jawa Jepara Muria, and Merapi Merbabu Menoreh as UNESCO Biosphere Reserve. The decision was announced at the 32nd session of the International Coordinating Council of the Man and Biosphere Program, ICCMAP, on October 27-28. Bonaken, Tangkuku Minahasa is located in North Sulawesi, Karimun Jawa Jepara Muria in Central Java, and Merapi Merbabu Menoreh in Yogyakarta. As quoted by Antara, Indonesian Ambassador, Permanent Representative to UNESCO, Surya Rosa Putra said, that the three Indonesian biosphere reserves were successfully included in the UNESCO list after receiving a positive assessment from the advisory committee and approval from all ICCMAP members on Thursday. The session set out 24 new biosphere reserve proposals at the meeting, including from Indonesia. In total, there are 714 UNESCO biosphere reserves spread across 129 countries. The three Indonesian biosphere reserves, which are recognized by UNESCO, have unique ecosystems. The Bonaken Tangkuku Minahasa Reserve is a volcanic ecosystem with very rich underwater biodiversity. Karimun Jawa Jepara Muria is a combination of island, lowlands, and mountains. Meanwhile, the Merbabu Menoreh Merapi Reserve is a mountainous forest that is home to Javanese flora and fauna. On behalf of the government of Indonesia, Surya Rosa Putra conveyed Indonesia's commitment to continuing efforts to conserve the three biosphere reserve. For Indonesia, the establishment of biosphere reserve is not only aimed at protecting and preserving the environment, but also to provide socio-economic benefits to the people living around the area. He said that being part of the World Network of Biosphere Reserve opens opportunity for Indonesia to establish scientific cooperation as well as socio-economic cooperation with other UNESCO member countries. Surya Rosa Putra invited council members to come to see firsthand the uniqueness of each biosphere reserved in supporting sustainable development in Indonesia. Thank you.
Executive Director of the Indonesian Man and the Biosphere MAB Committee, Professor Purwanto DEA, who was also present at the Indonesian delegation at the virtual session, said that the concept of Biosphere Reserve had been initiated by UNESCO since 1971, namely managing an area that aims to harmonize the needs of biodiversity conservation, social and economic sustainability. With the designation of the three Indonesian Biosphere Reserve, now Indonesia has a total of 19 UNESCO Biosphere Reserve, which are members of the World Network of Biosphere Reserve. Well, listener, that was today's miscellany. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. We'll meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa!
Jangan kau bohongi hatimu. Jelas kau ingin aku. Percuma punya wajah yang merdu bila dia tak mampu melukiskan senyummu. Izinkan ku isi harimu. Usir mendung kelabu. Cuma punya tampang yang syahdu bila dia tak mampu melukiskan senyummu. Oh tuh apalagi sayang, tinggalkanlah dirinya. Kan ku buat hari-harimu bahagia. Lalu tuh apalagi sayang, ku lebih baik darinya. Tak akan ada lagi tangis air mata. Buat apa kau buang waktu dalam kisah yang semu. Izinkanlah ku cumbu hatimu dan merangkai cinta. Apalagi sayang, tinggalkanlah dirinya. Kan ku buat hari-harimu bahagia. Lalu tunggu apalagi sayang, ku lebih baik darinya. Tak akan ada lagi tangis air mata. Bukakanlah pintu hatimu darah. Izinkanlah ku ketuk asmara. Kan ku ubah sedihmu jadi bahagia. Oh, tunggu apa lagi sayang, tinggalkanlah dirinya. Kan ku buat hari-harimu penuh bahagia. Apalagi sayang, ku lebih baik darinya. Tak akan ada lagi tangis air mata. Apalagi kan ku buat harimu bahagia.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello. Hello listener Voice of Indonesia, welcome back to Music Corner. Today we will present you with a song from a band that has made a career as performed from cafe to cafe, namely Lala Huta. After the success of the first single entitled Tunggu Apalagi, which was released in April 2018, followed by the second single Tak Pernah Salah, which was released in October 2018, Lala Huta again released a third single entitled Buat Apa Mencoba in June 2019. The trio of producers Arya Lale Aditya, Ilman Ibrahim, and Nino Kayam are still behind this third single. The song carries a slower musical tempo than the previous singles. Buat Apa Mencoba becomes a statement for young listeners who may have been in a similar feeling or mood situation. When you no longer need to maintain your relationship with love, heart, and affection that no longer exists, of course it will be very tiring. So, why keep trying? Well, listener, here is Buat Apa Mencoba by Lala Huta.
Bila kita masih bersama, mengapa hatiku merasa sendiri? Mencoba tuk melangkah pergi, berharap sang rindu panggil cinta lagi. Namun sepertinya kau telah berpaling. Buat apa mencoba untuk bertahan bila kau tak cinta aku lagi? Sama jadi percuma. Buat apa berjanji untuk kembali bila hatimu tak di sini lagi? Ku lelah menanti sesuatu yang tak pasti. Asmara, sirna dan perlahan padamkan bara hati. Tapi apa arti berlari bila ku berharap kau datang kembali? Namun sepertinya kau telah berpaling. Jadi percuma. Buat apa mencoba? Kau tak cinta aku lagi. Semua jadi percuma. Buat apa berjanji bila hatimu tak di sini lagi? Semua jadi.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Sapri Adela. See you on the next English program.